Health officials say people living with HIV in South Sudan often face discrimination in workplace, family, and other areas of life, leading to stress and isolation. Health watchdog groups and international nonprofits advocating sexual behavioral change say many people in South Sudan are misinformed about HIV/AIDS and how it spreads. Joseph Obonyo, director of the state's HIV/AIDS Commission, says there are many people living with the disease in Upper Nile State. He says stigma and other cultural assumptions about HIV/AIDS have accelerated the spread of the disease, and other structural challenges have hampered the ability of the commission to function well.
We have the lack of mobility for the coordination with the partners, lack of the office equipment, lack of capacity building for our staff because we have newly appointed staff, low level of awareness in the state, and the high level of stigma and discriminations. We have a good numbers of the people here. But to give the testimony that I'm living positive because of the level of stigma, it is very difficult. Very difficult. Might be it goes back to literacy. People are not well educated.
Malakal resident Theo Ward says negative perceptions about individuals who are HIV positive allow the disease to spread in the town.
Here in Malakal, there are a lot of cases, HIV cases, but a lot of people are hiding and they are fearing to show themselves. People don't want to accept that they have HIV, and when they are told to go for tests, they may take it in different ways that maybe you are telling them that they are prostitutes.
An official with HIV/AIDS Commission in Malakal says out of 11,000 people tested across the state, 533 were HIV positive. Obonyo says transmission of HIV/AIDS also occurs among commercial sex workers who operate undercover in South Sudan.
Now, if you go to East Africa, I think these commercial sex workers are allowed, but in our context in South Sudan here, it is illegal. You do it illegally, but even most dangerous than the one which is open. But those are the most driving ones. They are there, but they will not say that we are commercial sex workers.
Nasir County resident Boyn Lam says voluntary HIV testing centers are not available in Nasir.
It is very hard because you know the ideology of those people. If they are not convinced, I don't think they will do the test. As for me, because I want to know exactly what I have, if they often I will go for testing because I will exactly know what I have. They just advertise this thing called vaccine. I think they are going to do that and maybe they will catch more cases.
Beni Kwajian, Director for Monitoring and Evaluation at the Upper Nile State's Ministry of Health, says the official HIV/AIDS infection rate in the state will be made available to the public soon.
I think now there's an increase of people living with HIV. That was HIV when you mention it by yourself. Even people can run away from you. The stigma is too high. People are fearing also even to go to know your home is better. Even people are mentioning that when they go to the hospital, they are feeling like they have a malaria. They don't want to say, let me go and know my status with HIV. Because there's no awareness in the state. When they say there's a HIV region, that they even call you dead one.
UNFPA estimates that HIV prevalence among people between the ages of 15 and 49 in South Sudan is 2.4%, while women and girls constitute 64% of new HIV infections. The UN agency says poverty, insecurity, and lack of proper reproductive health services have contributed to the rapid spread of HIV/AIDS in Upper Nile State. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwot, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.